Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin 1814 here with a Friday edition of an Audio Boo podcast. Last night, I went to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a couple hours away from where I live, with a friend to see the Lady Gaga concert. I'm not a huge fan of hers. I have, like, her radio singles I like, but I'm very curious about her as a performer. The concert itself last night was really good. Kind of the reason I went is I thought it would just, it'd be fun to kind of watch the overall spectacle of it. And I was pleasantly surprised. The show, it felt like, you know, the staging reminded me of like Prince's Sign of the Times concert. And really her dancing and costume. I mean, this is Madonna circa the Blonde Ambition tour, you know, exactly. So it's kind of cool seeing, you know, younger artists pay homage to the artists of the past, whether she meant to or not, or just the hack, whatever. But she's very talented singer, piano player, dancer, whatever. It was a great show. You know, my friend and I, we had general admission seats, I guess. You know, they're not seats, but we were on the floor. And we got there, we were pretty close to the stage, and we had maybe an hour to kill before the concert. And it was funny how I kind of got separated from my friend who moved up, and then I really wasn't able to get by him without, you know, cutting off people or whatever. So I'm kind of standing there, and there were maybe five or six people that I just kind of started talking to, kind of people that were separate from each other. And at times somebody would go and get a beer or go to the bathroom or whatever, and you'd kind of hold their spot, and you kind of kept tabs of who your neighbors were. And this one guy and his girlfriend that I was talking to, they were like, you know, this is cool. These are like our concert neighbors. You know, it's good to know your neighbors. And that was cool. It was, you know, you kind of actually enjoyed. There was one girl there. She had to be younger, but she was actually dressed up like Lady Gaga. And I don't know how many times she high-fived me. I kind of had to giggle about it. But it was pretty cool. And I've noticed this happen a lot of times. You know, I've waited in line a decade ago for Star Wars tickets overnight, and you become friends with the people in line. When I saw the U2 concert in Chicago this past summer, or last summer rather, again, kind of the people you stand by while you're waiting for, you become friends with. I remember seeing U2 in Chicago in 2005 or 6, something like that, at the United Center, and I was sitting next to this young gal who knew the album about, you know, as well as I did, just an Uber fan, and like she was kind of my date for the night. You know, that's what it felt like. And you know, you both look at each other and you have this moment of excitement when they start singing a certain song or whatever. And I run into this a lot, and I don't know if it's just me, if it's the way I treat people, if I have an accessibility, or if it's kind of the concert venue. You know, in general, are people just nice people, and people are friendly and just want to talk with new people? I find it odd that people don't want to talk to the people they're with more than suddenly meeting new people. But the weird thing about it that I don't like is when the concert's over, you just leave. You just part your ways. If you ever, you know, the concert's over and you just go with your friends, and you never really even get to say goodbye to these new temporary friends. So it's a cool phenomenon, and I've noticed it happen more and more, you know, for just various kind of things where I'm with a group of people in a close proximity, you know, in certain surroundings. So I was wondering if it happens to any of you guys, or am I alone in this and I just happen to have people around me who want to chat with me and that I listen to and whatever. It's a cool thing, though. It's a cool thing. It makes, you know, going to Milwaukee, a big concert, you know, in the pit, and it feels like you're making friends. So it was a cool experience. I'm glad I met some cool temporary friends. So that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.